The annual bluefin tuna fishing season in the Mediterranean Sea has just ended. The total haul hasn't been calculated yet, but if this year is like recent years, the number will be more than the local tuna population can stand. Scientists and environmentalists are warning that overfishing and poor management have pushed Mediterranean bluefin stocks to the brink of collapse. The World's Jerry Haddon reports.
Round about this time each year, thousands upon thousands of Atlantic bluefin tuna migrate from the Atlantic into the Mediterranean through the narrow Strait of Gibraltar, and each year, fishermen await them. The Almadraba fishermen set out a maze of handmade nets that lead to a central holding area. When it's full, the men form a tight circle with their small boats. Then they literally dive into the water and gaff the trapped tuna one by one. This style of fishing is 3,000 years old, dating back to Phoenician times. It's been around so long because it works, and, says one woman aboard a vessel, because it's sustainable. She says the average weight of the tuna we catch is about 180 pounds. Any tuna that looks too small, we release back into the sea. That means the young tuna are left to grow and reproduce, or at least that's the theory. But each year, these traditional fishermen are catching less and less because the bluefin tuna are disappearing.
As we speak right now, we know that the stock is collapsing.
Sergi Tudela runs the fisheries program for the World Wildlife Fund in Barcelona.
Our estimate is that unless something very strong is done, the breeding population will completely disappear in 3-4 years' time. And then the fishery gets ecologically extinct.
The WWF and other environmental groups say the main problem is that there are simply too many boats throughout the Mediterranean, and they fish for too long. Maria Jose Cornax is a marine scientist with the oceans advocacy group Oceana.
At the current levels of exploitation that we have, and taking also into account the illegal fishing, we have amounts of around 61,000 tons caught each year from this stock, when scientists are recommending a maximum amount of 15,000 tons. So it's four times the amount recommended by scientists.
The scientists Cornax cites work for the International Commission for the Conservation of Atlantic Tunas, or ICAT. The group is comprised of dozens of countries that fish and consume tuna from Europe to Asia. Each year, it sets limits on tuna catches. This year, it ignored its own researchers and set the total haul more than 50% higher than their recommendation. Tuna advocates say the reason is simple: money. Perhaps no one knows better how much money tuna translates into than Yuisa, or Aunt Yuisa, as her customers call her. Yuisa has run the biggest bluefin tuna stall at Barcelona's Central Market for four decades. On this day, you know she's selling the real thing, because she stuck an enormous severed bluefin head on the ice behind her steaks. She says bluefin fever began a decade ago, as demand started rising for sushi. Look, she says, it's the Japanese, and what they want is bluefin. That's the heart of it. 40 years ago, no one wanted tuna. Now, what little is left is expensive. You don't want it? No problem. We'll sell it to the Japanese. There, she says, it can fetch up to $25 a pound. The Japanese consume more bluefin per capita than any other country. They also fish for it here in the Mediterranean and elsewhere in big industrial boats. But before you stick black hats on the Japanese, think again, says Sergi Tudela of the WWF. He says at the latest ICAT meeting, it was the Europeans who pushed for higher catches, sidelining the science.
And they succeeded against the advice of US, Canada, Norway, and even Japan. I have to say that last year, Japan was rightly aligned in terms of the conservation of the species.
Tudela points out that European countries send out their own fleets of giant fishing vessels to net tuna en masse. Regulators say controlling all of those boats on such a large sea is nearly an impossible task. And that's just the legal fishery. In 2008, scuba divers from the NGO Oceana filmed what they say was the illegal netting of the bluefin near Malta. In fact, just about everybody, from ICAT to politicians to fishermen themselves, admit that enforcing limits on bluefin fishing has been a total failure. ICAT now says it's completely overhauling how the bluefin fishery is managed. This season, it placed monitors to count tuna as they were being unloaded, and they've increased the number of on-ship observers. But activists say such measures are too little, too late. They want the fishery closed completely. They worry if the bluefin population collapses, the fish's fate will follow that of the North Atlantic cod. 15 years ago, cod stocks off Newfoundland collapsed, and the fishery was shut down. It's still closed, because the cod have never come back. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.